Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis. With me today is John McTavish. How you doing, John?
Good, man. This is what we like to call the DP twofer.
That's right. Double team. All right. Today, we're talking about the Aging Room Bin Number 2 C Major. Cigar is a... I'm not sure what to call the cigar, actually. I noted it as a Robusto Extra.
It's an odd size.
It's 5¾ by 54. So it's not like... It's not yet getting to that... Toro size.
Yep.
So it's not Toro Extra. It's not a Robusto Extra. It's somewhere in something in the middle. We need to come up with a name
for it. But this. Mad respect that he didn't just take existing Vitola and then try to fit it in there. He realized it doesn't fit the format and he made it his own Vitola name. Mad respect. I love that. Yep.
So this cigar comes out of the Plasencia factory in Nicaragua. Nicaraguan Puro, wrapper, binder, filler, blended by Rafael Nadal. Price point is $13.25. The cigar was released in July of 2019. So with all that out of the way, John, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
It was kind of average. And I think this is a cigar that has a lot of jalapa in it, right?
I don't know for sure. I would guess that there's some, but
I think this cigar had a lot of jalapa because I think he was talking about this on a few different shows. So interestingly enough, the first third kind of started out really good for me. You know, I got that initial flavor impression of cedar, cocoa, baking spices, kind of desserty, and I was like, oh man, this is going to be really good. Nice creaminess. You know, the cocoa kind of took over the middle of the profile, so. For me, that first third, I was like, okay, this is going to be a really solid experience. And then it kind of hit a wall just in the sort of end part of that first third where all that got swept aside and became very earth forward and leather dominant. And it wasn't balanced. It was like really, really heavy on the palate. And I find that with some Nicaraguan tobacco, it can be very leather and earth forward, which is just not my jam at all. So the middle third ended up being a pretty average experience. Like it wasn't bad. It just lacked all that complexity that was in the first third. And then the last third, that earth just like was so heavy on the palate. It was just like loamy and just dominating the palate. And to be honest, it was a bit of a struggle to finish the last third. Of course, coming out of Plasencia, the construction was near perfect. Had a little bit of a burn issue. So required a correction. You know, it's tough to say whether I should be docking a notch, but I made a correction.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, it's pretty near perfect. Draw was exactly where you'd expect it. I mean, Plasencia constructs really good cigars, but overall, average experience. What about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with dark wood, concentrated cinnamon, and a light mustiness. And then as the third progressed, that mustiness became fuller and the cinnamon morphed into black pepper. A dark chocolate note also joined in. And then the second third saw the chocolate and the pepper leave as some dry earth joined in. Profile kind of maintained that way through the end. The cigar had light smoke production, possibly due to a tight draw that I had. So some attention was kind of needed to keep things burning along. Strength was slightly above medium the whole way. Cigar had a nice first third, but from the second third on, it started kind of dropping flavors and became fairly average. Tight draw, light smoke production kind of, you know, forced me to pay attention to the draw to keep things burning. Kind of took a little bit of focus off on the flavor. Cigar did go out on me once, needed a relight. So I'd be more interested in trying this in a smaller ring gauge, just kind of see what effect that has on the flavor. This 54 ring gauge, I think, I don't know, it's too much filler. Maybe I'd like to see a little more concentrated.
It's funny you said that because I also said that in my closing comments. I do think that this might be an issue of too much Nicaraguan tobacco ends up being modeled in the profile, and maybe in the smaller engage, it might kind of be the right size.
Yeah, so probably not something I'm in a big hurry to revisit, especially you know with the price point of $13.25. The flavor experience wasn't there for me for that. So gaining the scores, you and I were pretty much in consensus on this. You gave it a 5.65, I gave it a 5.60. So how'd that 5.65 match up for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, that first third, it was extremely promising. Just kind of went downhill from there. So, you know, averaged out to be average. Construction for me, I didn't have the same issues that you did. So I think that's kind of where we split a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I had a slightly above average flavor profile. And then construction was just kind of like a little bit above average because, you know, tight draw.
Tight draw.
And that tight draw probably caused some of the burn issues. So that's, you know, what you know, sometimes that one thing can just have a big toll on everything. I mean, it didn't really take the flavor profile downhill all that far, but, you know, maybe the cigar could have done better if that wasn't the issue for me. So,
that's I think it's a 5.5 by 52 and he calls it a B minor. I'd be inclined to light that up and try that out just because I think it has potential. It just didn't work for me in this particular size.
Yeah, that kind of that chocolate and that first third and the cinnamon and all that stuff, that just, it was a nice flavor combination. I would like to just have seen that go further into the cigar to get us there, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Aging Room.